Okay. So that's yours. He carries on. He says, "There, Masha Amo Isamelech al Adam Zeh." And what this king said about this particular Baal Kveira, we say the same thing about the Chazonim and the Baal Tefillah and those people that daven before the Tzibur, the same thing. If they're doing it because they're trying to show off, they're trying to, people should say, oh, wow, what a good cousin he is, or whatever, and not because they're trying to impress a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Therefore, their tefillahs are not makabel etzel aboyer because they dig it because they're trying to win favor, they're trying to get impressive, they're trying to get a reputation. So this is the answer to the Yetzer who was busy telling you what a big tzaddik you are. Remember, he told you what a big tzaddik you are, and then he told you that it's very important that you have to reveal your godliness and you have to show people who you are. And you have to have comedy and a good name in this world in order to get Tzion Olam Haba. You have to have a Shem Tov. People have to think you're a great guy. So this is part of the answer that we're telling the Yetzer. It's one thing to have favor in front of people, but you're trying to have favor in front of Hashem's house. But Yetzer. I think we did all of this already, so I'm just going to go through it quickly. I think that's where my mark is and my mark later. That we mentioned last week, I remember now. Okay, I'm back on track. I'm back on the tracks. The pachad that whatever kovod you get in this world, it comes out of your cheshbon in olam haba. Kovod doesn't belong here. Kovod belongs in the next world. A super tzaddik echad shehalach pam l'shuk liknoit eize chofetz v'nichnas lachon nusoy shel soicher echad k'day liknot mimenu es hachefetz. Person went down to the market to buy a certain item. He went to the shop to buy this item. V'yoyme shichno al ha-soicher l'soicher ose li ha-nacha v'tazbir es v'tzoynoi ki hu yiru shamayim v'talmud chochem. The neighbor of this guy said to the trader, to the salesman, give him a decent discount and give him whatever he wants because he's Yerushalayim and he's a Talmud Chacham. So you should the Choshev Arov. So you got to give him a discount. Amar Tzadik to Soiche, Eneini Munyan Ba'Hanochas Shelcha. So the tzaddik said, I'm not really interested in getting a discount from you. I came to buy what I need with money, not with my Torah. My money is the same as everybody else's money. I'm not coming here with my Torah. I don't want to use my Torah to buy anything. So he went to buy somewhere else when a person wouldn't. Briskerov is famous for not taking discounts from people. Where the Briskerov went, you imagine people wanted to give him a discount. He made a chasana, so the when he sent his son to pay the owner of the hall or whatever, he knew that the guy wasn't going to give him a discount or whatever. And he told his son, "You pay the full price. You pay the full price. It's much cheaper to pay in money than in any other currency. Money is the best thing to pay with. It's the cheapest thing to pay with." Rabbi Chanan also, they say, was mamash. Untold makpid on not taking anything because of his Torah. That's a little bit different today. Okay, that's pretty much what we did yesterday, last week. Vaita, umeaposuk vasisilu chashem, sheiskata, that posuk that you quoted, that the Yetzer quoted, that a person has to make a name for himself, you have to be known. The Pasuk's not telling you that you have to make an effort to get a good name. Hashem will give you a name. It's a present from Hashem. A person has a good name. It's a present from Hashem. You don't have to go around ingratiating yourself and flattering people in order to get a good name. You have to do what you have to do that's tov in the eyes of Hashem. You'll get a good name. You won't get a good name. That's a gift from Hashem. Come on, Marshal. Ha'ishav ha'kovod v'shach ha'dvarim shem b'nei Adam mishtoikekim lehem bo'elam hazeh. Ha'ishav ha'kovod other things that a person desires in this world, it's a gift from Hashem. When you're an Eved, when Hashem's divine wisdom, when his Chokhmah Elyona deems it necessary to give them that. Even though you never asked me for it, but I'm giving you Oishev a Kovod. Because that's what the divine wisdom sees as necessary. Oh, as it says in Mishlei, Oirich Yomim Beminoi, Smoila Oishev a Kovod. Lengthy days are on your right hand, on your left hand, there's Oishev a Kovod. Aval Eina Tzadikim Miskavnin Lahasig Me'ume Midvarim Eile Aledei Maseim HaToivim. You get it, you don't get it. Some people get it, some people don't get it. But the tzaddikim aren't, they don't have any kavana to get it through their deeds. They're doing their deeds because Hashem told them to do it. What's the outcome? What do I get from my deeds? They'll go through a lie. I do what I have to do. I'm mishtadl to do what I have to do. The tzaddot, the results, what comes back from that, that's Hashem. Broad, you won't get it, you will get it. Some people do get covered, some get covered. It'll go through to you. That's a Kodesh Baruch Hu's complex cheshbonus, what each person's going to get. They do what they have to do. They do the Rotsan Hashem. And they have imuna that Hashem will give whoever needs, whatever they need to get, will get what they need to get. Even those who aren't over, Hashem also get sometimes what Hashem wants them to get. There's kofrim that also get stuff. Means it comes from Hashem. Baruch Hashem, Hashem's chokhmah decides who gets what, when, and how. Oishev HaKovod, Hashem gives to the Lukashu to you. You have to do what you have to do because that's the Ratzon Hashem. That's Shai Yichud HaMaisa. I'm doing what I'm doing to do what Hashem wants me to do. And then Hashem gives me presents. And Yim Tzayifu, this is me talking to the Chavistalav, it's me talking to the Yait Zahara. Is she says like this, Kima Matsi Lachush Latsmi Shame, the Kvarosa Lachtoralov, efforts that I would make to acquire a good name, and the Kvarosa that I have to go digging for it. Yeshiflus boiletas with post gasa mitzidi. Well, strong lotion. Very strong lotion. It's shiflus boiletas. But must stand out lowliness. Erroneous gasa mitzidi. Gasa means mamish like grob, crude. So then Chosid asked his friend, have you got to the level where everything is the same in your eyes? What do you mean is everything equal in my eyes? Like, is in what aspect? If somebody praises you and somebody insults you, is it exactly the same thing for you or not? It's some darga. It's some darga. Honor the chaveira law? He said, no, he was honest. Who can say yes? They insult you, they praise you, you stay the same. No change. The barometer doesn't move. Bichlal. Law? You haven't got to the level of what's called Chassidus Harui. So we haven't even got to the level of Titkus Karoid. Chassidus is much above that. I'm just trying to be normal, little Tzaddik and Chosid, but you get the picture. He said, you go toil and work on yourself, and then you'll get to that level. Kizu a madrega al yoyne shebe madrega sa chassidim v'tziach hamalo isa teires. You know what the ideal is? We're a little bit far away from that, but the ideal is make no difference whether somebody insults you, praises you, whatever you're feeling inside, whatever stays the same. Lozaz. That's the pinnacle of the highest level a person can attain. That would be cool, huh? We'd go through life much happier if we would be able to be that independent of whatever people think and say of us. Yeah. Okay. Dugma Gimel. Pita Yetzer Lavoides Hashem Bleak of Honor. Interesting Yetzer Horrors, yeah. I don't know about you, but I don't have these problems with my Yetzer Horror. Lo Evides Hashem Bleak of Honor. First, you have to go over to the Shem for the Yetzirah to trip you anywhere. Because she says she hates him. If Toys or Israel is studied in Chush Kovet, which came to all your day, my Secha Toivim. When you reach this incredibly high level where the Yetzirah is completely, completely hopeless, can't get this guy to budge. He's not chasing off the Kovet. He's not trying to get a good name. We studied the Chabel Masecha Chashuvim al Yedei Shiitid Otcho Lachshov B'Shas Asiyosom B'Inyon HaOlam Hazeh V'Anoshov U'B'Tshukosecho HaTmidiyos U'Lishkoch Esoifcho. He realizes you can't. It's God serving Hashem. There's nothing, there's no more, there's no praise, there's no insult. He completely moved dull from that. Then he comes to you and he tries to distract you when you're doing good deeds. He tries to distract you to make you think about things of this world and to keep you continually going after matters of this world in your avoda. Lerakez, et machshavei secher, leman sheincha oisa leman oilomcha habo. When the Eitzor sees you're trying very hard to focus and concentrate on your thoughts and what you're doing in order to acquire olam haba, kol sheincha mitfalo, tefilas choiva. You're davening tefilas choiva, yeah? Or tefilas rishus, or you're davening. We don't do that too much today, davening tefilas rishus. Or b'shah sheincha isek b'toira, when you're learning Torah. You're learning Musa and you're learning, interesting, he doesn't call that called learning Torah. You're learning Torah or you're learning Imuna and Musa. Why is Imuna and Musa not included in Torah? We know that you're busy learning with your chavrus and then suddenly you start talking about Olam Hazeh. How does that happen? Because that's the Yetzer Hara. He sees people learning Torah. He's not going to get you to close your Gemara and go out of the Beis Midrash. So he gets you talking Dvarim B'Tehilim. Everybody knows the Nisoyin. We don't understand it. What it teaches you is how important learning Torah is, because you see how much the Yetzer Hara is mashkia in getting you to just talk Dvarim B'Tehilim for 5 minutes. The Yiduas, there's the Mafrechid Mod. The Pulto used to say, still says, the only time a person's available is when he's learning. You tell him at supper time, lo abba lo yichol legi el telephone, he's busy with supper. You know, when he's in the office, no abba can't come to the phone, he's at the office. The only time you can talk to him is when he sits down with his chavrusa, so then he's available. The Yetzer Hara, your dad calls it. But that's what he do. He gets you thinking about olam hazeh. V'mitzcharim, v'meka chomemcha, v'revach, v'hefzer. You get, you know, business and money and profit and loss. And what am I going to do this? And that's why the thumb's going the whole afternoon. You know, if I invest here and I buy here and I sell there. And if everyone thinks he's in rov and a buyer, yeah. V'yomer lecha achakach. Then he says to you, alecha lismach. Also, yesh lecha achshav zman panui. Shein oskubo. You should be very happy that you have free time now. You'll never get this time back again. You're a very busy guy. Shas hakli shelachshov al matzav isoka v'al im shutovcho. That's a perfect time to think about your business dealings and what's going on with your partners or whatever. You're a busy guy. You're not going to have the time to do this. You're learning Gemara now, so that's the time to think about your business. Now's a good time to see, 1 second, why is he getting more than me? Why I'm getting more than him? You can make all your cheshbonos. All business stuff, you know, you're visiting your debits and your credits and working out cheshbonos. Into detail, we all know what we're thinking about, and you know, we're in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, in the middle of learning, we're busy thinking about asakim, olam hazeh dikazachem. Which was successful, what wasn't successful, how we can improve the profits, how we can, you know, buy cheaper, sell cheaper, maybe get rid of a bit of staff. You have a din Torah in the middle of a din Torah with somebody. Then you're busy thinking, if he says this, I'll say this, and maybe he can say that, and I'll say this, and then you're busy thinking about the din Torah. To sum up what he's telling you is this is a perfect time now. You've got some free time on your hands. You're not going to have any time because you're a very busy guy. Now it's a good time to think about all your other things, whatever they are. You've got money, or you've got sheep, you've got cattle, you've got farming businesses, you've got agricultural lands. All the things that we all the narishkeit that's flying through our heads. Yavi ha'yetz v'machshavei secha es ma'ashu rak yoichel mikol ha'dvarim alalu b'shah ha'tfila l'avodas Hashem. Hatpenei l'avodas Hashem. When you're sitting in the office, you're not thinking about any of this. When you're talking on your phone or you're busy doing all your narishkeit, nothing, the yetzer doesn't bother you with these thoughts. When does he bother you? When you have a few free moments, l'avodas Hashem, then he kofetzes. Then you lose the value. You start the value of your ma'asim tovim starts depreciating. But if you do a shayetz a moitzah gisha lecho matzliach lachdir lemachshavei secha ha'urim leilu, how does the yetzara do this? Who matzliach? How does he find a way to carve a way into your thoughts with all these crazy thoughts? How does he do that? Because you take your goof to tefillah, but your thoughts and your mind and your heart, they don't come with. You dedicate your goof to avoid a Hashem, but not the thoughts, not the mind, not the seichel. If you do it with proper kavana and focus, the reason why the Yetzer has an ability to get in and mafria us is because there's empty space. There's a clearing in the forest and he kofetzes in there. How's it clearing the forest? Because you're not thinking about what you're doing. You're doing things, mitzvah, salam, shumad, you're doing it out of rote, you're doing it out of habit. But the machshavas are not there. So how do you do it? How do you do it? I heard that the eitzah is always a person has to prepare before. You have to think carefully, what am I about to do now? Whatever it is. I'm not sure if it's tefillah, it's not tefillah, whatever. Tefillah for sure needs a lot of achana. You're going to Purim now, yeah? Yeah, you're going to Purim. You're going to be in Miami for Purim. I don't know where you're going to, what you're going to be doing, whatever. But Purim is your Mod Kashe. Your Purim is Mod Kashe. The day of wildness of Pekas Oyel, this is a Yom Kodesh Mo'ed, and you're trying to chop the Kedusha, and all around you there's just like total chaos. It's very hard to maintain one's equilibrium. So you have to imagine yourself before. You have to sit down and tell yourself, this is what it's going to look like. This is what's going to be. This is how I want to behave. This is what I want to be thinking about at the Suda while all this is going on. If you don't do that, then you just sit at the Suda, you just react, and you just get irritated and angry and upset, and that's the simple. It has to think carefully before you do something. How do I want this to be? How do I want this to look? What do I want to be thinking about? Then you've got a chance. Then you've got a real chance. I'll just tell you a quick story. We'll end with that. I heard the story yesterday. Rav Nissim Karelitz once in a Din Torah. Yeah. And one of the Baalei Din didn't exactly like what he said. He took a bucket of water and he threw it on Rav Nissim. Rav Nissim didn't even react. He just took a towel. He asked for a towel. He dried himself off and he carried on with the Din Torah like nothing had happened. Somebody asked, I don't exactly know the details, but somebody asked him how you do that. He said, you have to be prepared. You have to imagine I'm going into a Din Torah now. And if I go into Din Torah, one of the Baalei Din, he might get upset with me. And he may do something. He may throw water on me. He may spit on me. I don't know what he's going to do. And then how will I react in that situation? And you have to work it out before. If you just go into a Din Torah and someone throws water on you, you're going to react. You're going to get angry. You're going to get upset. You're going to, for sure. But if you're prepared before, this is what I want to think about. I'm going to daven now. Well, at least the first bracha, this is what I'm thinking about. Okay, slowly. But if you don't do that, you just get up and start davening. Your thoughts are gone before you even start. It has to be a decision that you make before. So same as getting up in the morning. If you make up your mind, you're getting up at 6 o'clock in the morning, you'll get up at 6 o'clock in the morning. You made up your mind, you made a decision, you said to your Lord, you'll get up. And he's got a flight to catch, so I'm going to cut it short. Take a good, have a safe trip. When are you back, Eli? You back before Pesach, or that's it? You gone till after Pesach?
Be back, God willing, for the next month.
Okay, be in touch. So that's it. No Friday morning, no
I
Monday
don't know.
night.
I'm going to try, but it's hard to promise you. Friday morning is going to be
No,
rough.
Friday morning, you got no chance.
Right.
But this year, you can still make. We're going to be stopping for Ben Hazmanim. I'm not going to do this Ben Hazmanim. Just to give myself a bit of a refresher, like he's chachas. Okay, we'll be in touch.
Okay, really appreciate it, Rabbi. Call too.
Pesach
Amen.
and we'll take it. I'll keep sending you the recordings.
I appreciate that. And both Rabbi and Mr. Cardo there should have a kosher Pesach and Freilich and Purim.
Amen. Take good care. All the best.
Amen. Thanks, Eli, and travel safely.
Take care.
Jonathan, I'll see you next week, Bezrat Hashem.
Oh, really? Oh, okay, fine. I thought maybe you're coming to South Africa.
No. I'll see you on Zoom. You come
All
and tell
right.
it's Israel, Messiah's coming.
Yeah, please, God, flipping soon. Yeah, oh, Amen. All right. Thanks for
Be
this
good, my
year.
friend. Take care. Batzlocha.
Ciao, bye.